Now this is a dictation for Douglas Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, October 28, 46, addressed as a letter to Sagino V8, 3214085, and Dr. Shamin, S-H-A-M-M-I-N, at Family Practice Residency. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Shamin and Sir Satsaginov of V8, a follow-up for Mr. Zimmerman, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visiting August. Extensive vascular abnormalities is my understanding. Dr. Hakani, H-A-Q-Q-A-N-I group, has done on December 28 angioplasty balloon on the left lower extremity, plans to do the same on the right-sided, and they are talking about general anesthesia in hospital, stenting of one of the abdominal aorta branches. Claudication symptoms, no gangrene, no ulcers, has gained weight, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, recent antibiotic urinary tract infection, no side effects, no bleeding, improving, chronic incontinence, obesity, denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, stable dyspnea, follows with neurology, Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, for memory issues. Cardiology, Dr. Island, I-S-L-A-N in Midland, CPAP machine for sleep apnea at night, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Norvasc anticoagulation with Eliquis, cholesterol treatment, vitamin D-125, Oncoric, Lasix, medications for memory, antidepressants, diabetes control. Next paragraph, today weight 233, blood pressure 120 over 60 on the right, 110 over 60 on the left, sitting position, morbid obesity, no gross respiratory distress, carotid bruit worse on the left comparing to the right, loud aortic systolic murmur, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or ascites or masses, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. He has memory issues but is very pleasant, normal speech, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistries. In January, hemoglobin has dropped, probably from procedures, from 12.5 down to 8.9. A normal white blood cell platelet. Normal sodium potassium acid base, creatinine at 2.2 for a GFR of 30, which is stage 3 to 4, stable over time. A normal albumin, calcium and phosphorus. Requesting blood test from today to have iron studies added. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive over time, however, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, anemia likely from procedures, no documented external bleeding, iron studies to be done, depending on that, iron replacement versus CPO or both. Next number, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker anticoagulated and rate control. Next number, blood pressure in the low side, not symptomatic. Next number, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, no decompensation. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, cognitive decline, dementia. Next number, peripheral vascular disease above procedures. I don't see any evidence of progression. I know vascular people uses for lower extremities gas contrast, minimizing the use of iodine. For this aorta abdominal procedure, I'm not sure what technique are they going to follow. In any regards, patient wife is going to keep me abreast, and we will follow up with creatinine a few days after procedure. All issues discussed at length with the patient, end of dictation.